This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Beverly Athletic Director Ryan Wood. And Ryan, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Well, Ryan is in his first month as athletic director at Beverly High School, but no stranger to Beverly High School, having served as a vice principal there for the last 3 years. So, Ryan, tell us about the process and the transition from VP to AD, if you will.
Yeah, I think anytime when you apply internally at any position, you really want to be able to, you know, highlight all the things that you've done, obviously, at your current place of employment and also, you know, at various other places. And, you know, I really took a lot of time in preparing for this particular interview. And, it was a long process. It felt long. And, I'm glad kind of everything, you know, shook out the way it did. I think, you know, being an assistant principal and transitioning into an AD role, there's a lot of similarities. I think, you know, the process in which a lot of things operate are very similar. Obviously, the topics and situations are a little bit different, obviously. But, you know, my predecessor, Dan, he left me in really good shape in regards to transitioning into the winter season. So, you know, I give a lot of props to him in that regard. But everyone's been very supportive. And like I said, I'm just trying to get to know all the coaches and how all the teams operate and everything. So, you know, it's been a pretty good transition so far.
You know, the other thing too, Ryan, as I've been in education, I've walked into new buildings and, but I think being the VP there, you know, everybody in that building, and now you're moving over to AD, and that doesn't hurt to know everybody in the building for whatever role you have. And in particular, athletics, because it cuts across, you know, everything in the school in a way.
Yeah. And, you know, I think just it's a whole different, you know, group of kids, but also I'm trying to kind of, you know, mesh, you know, the group of kids and students that I had, you know, communicated with previously into, you know, more of the athletic world as well.
All right. Have you had a chance to go to a Northeastern Conference athletic directors meeting yet, Ryan?
I have been to two. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Very eventful, very supportive group. They're a great resource of information for me, you know, just obviously starting out in this role as well.
No, absolutely. All right. So if I were to ask you a broad question about winter sports at Beverly, what can you update us with? I know I was at the girls basketball game just last night down in Saugus. Very impressed with the Beverly girls this year. They had a nice game against Saugus. But what else can you share with us?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are a lot of teams that, you know, this winter that are kind of transitioning in various avenues and directions. The girls basketball team, you know, they have some really young talent and they're kind of, you know, hitting their stride at the right time. Like I said, basketball had a lot of transition, but, you know, they're kind of seeing things through as it relates to some of the in-conference games. And kind of goes the same with hockey too. Those are, you know, good programs and a little bit on the younger side for the boys program. And, you know, gymnastics has a lot of, you know, younger kids and they're really progressing in the right direction, and same goes for swimming as well. They're trying to put the pieces together in regards to getting their program kind of back up and running, and like I said, the track programs are, you know, top notch, and we have great coaches there and great leadership from within. As for wrestling, they got a 13-2 record right now. They got the NEC and CA and Cal tournament this weekend, which, you know, I think we'll see a lot of our players qualify for, you know, various other accolades as well. You know, overall, on a kind of a broad stroke here, I think, you know, the winter season is off to a good start, and, you know, it's going to make things really interesting as we kind of wind down this particular season.
You know, let me ask you this, because I don't think I've ever asked an AD this question before, but you hosted a boys basketball game last night. So what goes into hosting a basketball game as far as the AD is concerned? It's a busy night. It tags on to your regular work day at the school. But what goes into doing that at the school? A lot of it, I'm sure, is already in place, but there's always something, I would think, that pops up every night.
Oh, sure. I mean, whenever you're a host for any situation, the main goal is to be accommodating of your guests. And, you know, whether it's making sure that, you know, someone at the gate has enough change, and, you know, making sure that the scoreboard's working, that the refs have their payslips all kind of squared away, that the doors are unlocked and that the bathrooms are clean. So, I mean, it's like hosting any other event. It's obviously on a larger scale, and, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, the guest team that comes in is, you know, got a clean locker room, that they can access things appropriately, and that you're being helpful and on hand. So, like, you know, it's those things. It's a lot of, you know, kind of running back and forth and making sure that everyone has what they need. But I got a great staff that helps me out, and making sure that, you know, our guests have everything, you know, that they need.
You know, you're right. You know, a lot of people, everybody takes things, we all take things for granted. And one would be, you got somebody to run the clock. The clock works. You know what I'm saying? At a basketball game, the refs show up, and you never know, in the wintertime, something can happen to these guys that are traveling from work to the basketball game. So it's always, when you check off those, let's say those three things, you're always a little more relaxed after those three things all get checked off, and many others, I'm sure.
Without a doubt, especially the scoreboard situation. We we have a scoreboard operator for the boys and girls hockey. Shout out to Chuck Copeland. He's great. He's awesome. He's punctual. He's on time. And, you know, when he shows up, I definitely take a bit of a sigh of relief that, you know, he's there and he's got everything under control for sure.
You know, share with our listeners too, because you've had some coaching background as well in hockey, coach some girls hockey. Share with us your background in girls hockey and coaching.
Yeah, I started at Masco I think it was 2013, and I was already walking into a pretty, you know, a good program, a team that already made the playoffs the year before. And, you know, I wanted to walk in and let, you know, the players know that, you know, that there's a certain message that you want to be able to get across. And I always told kids, like, be that team that no one wants to play against. And that, you know, kind of embodied what I wanted to get across to, you know, the girls. And that was just kind of my approach to sports as well. Like, you know, you don't always have to be talented in every aspect of the game, but you want to make sure that, you know, they see you coming on the ice, that they know, oh, it's this person again. Oh, my God, you know, I have to go up against this person. And, you know, they're going to, you know, wear me out here at a certain point. But, you know, that was really what I wanted to establish. And I felt like I really had that with my groups at Masco and you know, at Marblehead as well. And, you know, it was tricky because, you know, at the time, those two programs had a very vast co-op program with a lot of towns, and really establishing, you know, team morale was an uphill battle, so to speak, with you know, girls from various other communities. But that was the one thing I really liked, that, you know, I felt like all the players had everyone's back, and that was, like, obviously very reassuring for any coach when you're starting out, or just, you know, you've been at it for, you know, many years.
You know, another thing too, you mentioned the word co-op, and I'm in Beverly, help me if I'm wrong, I think your winter co-op is the girls hockey program with Ipswich, right? Is there another community involved with that? I don't know that there is, but you would obviously know that. But
Ipswich and Danvers.
Oh, it is Ipswich and Danvers. That's right. Okay, yep. Ipswich and Danvers, and I think that's great. I mean, a lot of these players do see each other at other, you know, playing other, you know, on other teams or leagues or whatever, but combining players from different schools, I guess it's a challenge, but it's also got to be kind of rewarding as well to form these co-op teams.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're getting students with, you know, different perspectives, and like you said, you know, they, especially in hockey, that's kind of a small network there, that, you know, these players have probably seen each other at, you know, various different tournaments and, you know, different practices and all around the state at various rinks. So, you know, it's kind of a nice problem to have in some regard.
All right. Well, Ryan, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us that I really haven't asked you about the transition from VP to athletic director at Beverly, or anything else about Beverly Athletics to share at this point, or anything happening coming up in the days ahead?
Yeah, and I think, you know, as you know, the page turns, so to speak, on the winter season, we're going to have a lot of, you know, communal events, whether it be some youth programs that are going to be you know, doing a little scrimmage in between during halftime at our girls and boys basketball games. We'll have a teacher appreciation night as well. And then obviously we'll be celebrating us seniors as, you know, things start to kind of wind down. And hopefully there'll be some tournament games sprinkled in there. That's what we're looking forward to.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're right. It won't be long before you're going to have these senior nights, which seems impossible. But we're over the halfway mark for most of these winter teams, for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Ryan. It's great talking with you for the first time here on our website. And again, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. And we'll look forward to checking in with you soon, hopefully over in person over at the Fieldhouse or somewhere along the line. So, Ryan, thanks so much.
Great. Appreciate your support.
Ryan Wood, Athletic Director, Beverly High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.